Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Tuesday morning. And 69 degrees. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports more than 3,100 new COVID cases in the state since Friday. 100 of those cases are the Delta variant, with 8 of them in Sedgwick County. Just over 60% of eligible Kansans have now received the first dose of the vaccine.
President Biden spending much of yesterday assessing the western wildfires and the effect they've had on the land and the people who are fighting those fires.
The president said on a visit to the National Interagency Fire Command in Boise, Idaho, the magnitude of what has been scorched out west is staggering.
5.4 million acres burned. That's larger than the entire state of New Jersey.
He then flew to California for a closer look at the damage left by the Caldor fire, telling people the dangers travel.
The smoke from these fires ends up in New York, New Hampshire.
The president praised the firefighters on the front line and pledged his administration's backing for them. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
There is plenty of disagreement within the Democratic Party over a big spending bill, Fox's Chad Pergrim reports.
It's the mods against the squad. Moderate Democrats like Joe Manchin of West Virginia balking to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer about the size of the Democrat social spending plan.
He will not have my vote on 3.5.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez accused Manchin of corruption for writing so-called bipartisan fossil fuel bills. Manchin defended himself.
Those type of superlatives, it's just awful. Continue to divide, divide, divide. I don't know the young lady that well.
Ocasio-Cortez tore into Manchin again, saying he was patronizing her. Quote, I usually know my questions of power are getting somewhere when the powerful stop referring to me as Congresswoman and start referring to me as young lady instead.
The $3.5 trillion spending package focuses on expanding social programs and federal health care benefits, creating climate change policies, and greater investments in education.
You might notice some unusual activity around McConnell Air Force Base today. There's an emergency exercise taking place. Those exercises involve the 22nd Air Refueling Wing, as airmen and women will be demonstrating their capabilities and readiness to support combat operations, maintain combat readiness, and practice emergency response procedures. McConnell says the intention is to present real-world situations, testing the limits of responsiveness and preparedness.
Over the weekend, Americans remembered the terrorist attack on 9/11 20 years ago. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News 9/11 had a huge impact on many people, but he's talked with younger folks who don't remember 9/11.
Those students, they were not born or they were, you know, have no memory of it. It's kind of like the moon landing to them or the JFK assassination to them.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After a long stretch of hot and dry weather over the past week or so, we're seeing a cooling trend coming this week with rain chances possible by tonight. Our high this afternoon near 90. Showers and a few thunderstorms develop across south-central Kansas this evening. Some of those could be strong with a low 64, clearing an 84 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now clear sky, 69 degrees, south wind at 9 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the Morning, 7:34 KNSS. Download the Odyssey app to listen to KNSS and make sure you make it a favorite. 7:34 here on this Tuesday morning, 6,000th show of Steve and Ted. For Steve and Ted, and we have a special guest in studio today. And I'm not sure we might get in trouble for doing this, having somebody come in, but our Sedgwick County Commission Chair, Pete Meitzner, is going to do the show live and right here in the studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted, Dad.
Hi there.
Great to see you all.
Good
great
to see you. See.
Happy 6,000th show. Unbelievable. I'm honored to be a part of the 6,000.
Yeah, we're honored to have you here, as always, especially since you brought cake.
Well, I did bring a cake. Happy 6,000.
Yeah, just wait until Lucy finds out the county paid for that.
I had an old city account still hanging around, so I'll try to.
Good. So we get to hear from Leighton on that one. Hey,
that's right. All right. Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Well, here we are, 6,000 shows. I want to talk about something substantive first, but and then we'll chat a little bit about that. But how about this? It struck me, Pete, that the president comes out and he gives this plan, and I know there are a lot of things that are probably wrong with it, and this and that and the other. But what's the alternative? What else can we do? What there's not really a plan coming from the other side that I can see. But what are your thoughts on that? Is there anything more we can do on this thing to get it under control?
For some reason, we just talked about the 20-year anniversary of 9/11, and that was clearly an enemy at that time, and that we all came together on. And this COVID's kind of an enemy, but we're not together on it. And I think each business and each group is kind of doing what they think is best. And I think we're niching away at the vaccines. I'm a supporter of getting the vaccinations, and because I'm just too close to the hospitals that are saying 94.5% of the if you've got the vaccine, you still can maybe get COVID, but you don't go to the hospital, and you likely don't die for sure.
Well, I now have somebody close to me personal who has had the vaccines, and she's got it, but I think she's going to be okay. I mean, like you said.
Well, a year ago, we didn't have the vaccine, so it was really difficult,
Yeah,
Ted, you remember, man, it was hard.
I mean, I went into the hospital a year ago today.
Really, yeah.
And I was just, you're right, there was no vaccine. I either dealt with it or I didn't.
You were in there for a long time, weren't you?
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different today. At least there's a vaccine. And if you want to, distancing for sure is one thing, and the mask is so controversial, the quality of them, the effectiveness of them, and all of that, both sides. And I get hundreds of emails that say this is why they work, and the other hundreds other this is why they don't work. And so the mask is controversial by itself, but the vaccine to me is not controversial. So
Pete, you're gonna have a meeting tomorrow, I presume, for the Sedgwick County Commission. It's Wednesday, right?
Right.
Anything
right.
exciting going on?
No, it's really routine tomorrow. We are going to, at the end of the meeting on new business, we're still going to get an update. We're going to try to keep getting updates on the status of COVID and in the community. But you see, around the country, it's kind of up and down everywhere. And, you see that game last night, 70,000 people. I don't think they were known to each other. They're all over each other. It's outside at least, but
we're just watching the Chiefs game Sunday.
And I think I heard that we were out of town, but Zubilee had a nice crowd.
Oh yeah, over 5,000 easily.
Was it?
Yeah,
really?
Like 5,500 or something.
Wow. Yeah. See, so people are so eager to get back out, and they're so happy when they're back out seeing some friends.
Well, even you with the commission. I mean, the doctors have come to you and said, we need to do this, and you guys keep voting 3-2 not to do that, but I don't know.
Well, it goes back to, for me personally, it goes back to last year. We had all the information that we had, which was kind of all new, and that was the recommendations back then. And limiting the businesses and the hours and, shutting down some businesses, it was just so, so harmful, and it just added to the to the division. It just very depressing. And so this time around, really because of the vaccine, and because of what we talked about a second ago does masks work or not? It's more. That's why I've not been supportive of mandates. Plus, this Senate Bill 40, the county, as in Johnson County, can get sued or a complaint filed. And under Senate Bill 40, you have to have a hearing in 72 hours. And if they feel the word is aggrieved, It's, and it, does a greave mean a mask or whatever?
Yeah.
And so it, they so, can bring it, they can file it, and then we have to have a hearing. And Johnson County is going through a lot of that right now. So we're avoiding lawsuits and helping and promoting stuff like vaccines.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show every Tuesday and keeping us posted on what's going on with the county. And I know you've been a listener since when you were in high school, Steve and Ted.
That's right. Hey, my wife wanted to know, how old were you guys when you started this? What age were you?
Well, it was 1998, Ted, so 98? I would have been 48.
I was 31.
31, wow. Wow, congratulations. That is so
See,
good.
I've been doing this for 51 years, but I was in radio for about 25 years. Then I went for about 3.5 years. I went to work someplace else, came back in. This is my second take, and it's been great. I mean, working with Ted and Jed and people here, yeah. For me personally, it's been terrific. I'll let Ted say he can make his own comment on how it's been for him. But
Adequate.
Well, and
no, it's a pleasure to do this every day.
And to have a local show, you cover national news and news, but then to have the local touch is just so valuable, I think. It's so valuable.
I agree with you. It's usually, if it's a radio show like this, usually done in large markets. You got a guy who does news, and you got a guy who does sports, and they never do anything else.
Yeah.
And then you got another guy or another person who's the host who's, okay, we just do everything here.
Right, I know. You even had Longwell on for a couple of years.
We had Longwell, which...
Now, that brought the ratings down, but that's...
It was a huge mistake, but we're still paying for it. No, it's a lot. Now, you are from folks who don't know, you are from Wichita. I think you were a...
yes, sir.
Raised in absolute wealth.
yeah, south of Pawnee.
South of Pawnee in the High Dollar District.
Exactly. Hydraulic of Pawnee. It was glowing.
Capon, wasn't it?
Yeah, went to Capon.
Yeah. And then
Wichita State.
A little bit of time at the Kansas Industrial Reformatory there, and then into politics, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how that, got worked for a long time, and then about 10 years ago after – we end up selling a company, and so then I came back and got involved more so in the local world of the church and school and Lord's Diner and others, and that's when some people talked me into saying we need some help down at City Hall, and so
well,
that's what we did.
Still a young man. I mean, there are other things you can do, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of getting into be the twilight.
Maybe open a Wild West theme park in Park City, something like that.
We could do a job exchange. One of you could go take my spot, and I'll take your spot, and then we'll see.
Wait a minute. First of all,
Sedgwick County's not ready for that. I'll tell you that.
I wouldn't know what to do with all the extra money you make.
too good. That is way too good.
All right. Well, what else we got, guys? Thanks for, again, Pete, thanks for the cake. Thanks for being with us.
You bet.
We'll get a good photo, put it on Facebook here in a few minutes.
And congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
It was great stuff.
Thanks for being with us. All right. 7:42 now, Keys. Keep it here. We're going to take a look at business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita Chamber of Commerce has a new CEO. You heard about this? Have you?
John Rolfe.
Yeah.
I just heard that.
That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.